This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor.
The results of any election come down to who actually casts ballots. Traditionally, midterm elections like this year's are not a big draw for voters. Numbers show in the 2014 midterm, about 40% of those registered to vote actually did. But this year may be different, with Democrats working hard to make up for the 2016 disaster that cost them both the White House and control of the U.S. Senate. Joining us to talk about voter turnout and its potential impact this November is Professor Dave Cohen of the University of Akron, who is Assistant Director of the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics. Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining us. When you look at campaign activity so far this year, what has struck you about efforts by both parties to get out the vote, as they say?
Well, I think it's pretty much going by the playbook that you see in every midterm election. And after Labor Day, the heat gets turned up a little bit. And you see proxies from the campaign, the heavy hitters, come out for each side. In Ohio, we just recently had Barack Obama visit Cleveland, the former president who's very popular with Democrats, and Donald Trump just recently visited with Republicans at the state dinner. And so you're going to see more of that as we go along from now until election day. It won't just be presidents or past presidents, but it'll be icons of each party.
How do you think voters are responding to that?
I think for a lot of voters, it's, I think, their first indication that there's actually an election that's coming up. You know, people like me that follow politics and follow it every day sometimes forget that politics is an essential organizing theme in every person's life. And so for many people, it's just a reminder that, hey, there's an election in November, the stakes are high, and maybe you should start thinking about it. And so these whole high-profile events are designed to remind voters to get out and go vote, or even to register to vote in many cases, or to send in your absentee ballot application.
Kabir Bhatia covered the rally with former President Obama in East Cleveland. So let's listen to some comments from voters who were at that rally.
My name is Linda, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. We have to be authentic, and we have to speak for what we believe.
My name is Renee Stapleton, and I'm from South Euclid, Ohio. We need to come out in droves and vote like we did back in the Obama elections, and I didn't see that in the 2016 election.
My name's Gail Horwitz, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
This year, we have so much excitement and enthusiasm and drive to make a change.
My name is Robin Zoss. I'm from Solon, Ohio. I think it's stacked against us, but we got to try.
So you hear some different thoughts there. One, mm-hmm. lots of enthusiasm. One, it's stacked against us, but we can't give up. Do you think that's fairly typical?
I think it is. I think for Democratic voters, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. I think most Democratic voters are not very happy with the person that's in the White House, and every midterm election is a referendum on the person that is in the White House. And Donald Trump is very unpopular among Democrats, and he's rather unpopular among most Americans in general. And so that's a real motivating factor. Congress right now is not very popular. I think 18% approval among most Americans. So there's definitely enthusiasm on the Democratic side, but there's also some distrust because for a lot of Democratic voters, they look at the 2016 election and they say, well, Hillary Clinton got the most votes. She won the popular vote, and yet she's not president. And so I think there's a mindset among some Democrats that, you know, the game is rigged, like Donald Trump likes to say.
What will be the issues that will push them to vote regardless of that feeling?
I think the usual issues seem to be in the minds of many voters, health care, the economy, guns. You know, certainly, you know, we see mass shootings every week, sometimes, you know, every day. In our schools and in our shopping areas. And so I think guns is a big issue this year, to the point where it's more on the minds of voters in the top three or four, whereas in past elections it really hasn't been. Immigration, which is another issue that is usually not at the top of the list of priorities for voters, but it is this year. And I think that is the doing, obviously, of Donald Trump and his administration and his policies, making immigration a central part of his platform. And then Trump himself is going to be, like I said, a major deciding factor for people that are going to the polls in November.
Dave Cohen, thank you so much for talking with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.